Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for October 19th. In the year of our Lord, 2016, this is our one of two. Our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We're also convinced the checks and balances put in place by our founding fathers, absolutely brilliant, and one of the great solutions for restoration. You see, we don't believe in a revolution. We do support a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, my fellow Americans. Man, there's so much to discuss. We're just going to get right to it. I'm going to hold off on the recap of yesterday's show till later. First off, you know, the Bill and Hillary Clinton, I don't know if I should say affairs, have been just crazy ever since we've ever heard of little old Billy coming out of Arkansas. Started out a no name. The mainstream press made him a household name literally in a matter of months. We've never stopped hearing about them since. And every time we hear about them, the scandals just get bigger, just get more beyond the pale, just get over the top. Dead people, there's body counts. How factual each case is, again, is up for debate. They seem to be above the law. You can't really find out. You talk about it. They say you're a conspiracy theorist. You don't talk about it. And you seem to be aiding and abetting the enemy. It's beyond imagination. Well, very few stories, though, have kind of a reality check built into them by their very nature of their existence. Danny Williams is one of them. Danny Williams, a 30-plus-year-old black man, lives in Arkansas, claims he's the son of Bobby Ann Williams, well-known prostitute, black lady, in Little Rock, Arkansas, and Bill Clinton. Is it true? That's the question. A lot of people have been researching it. The details are coming out more and more, but the mainstream press seems to ignore all of it. One of the experts investigating this, who's written several articles for WorldNet Daily, our good friend Jerome Corsi. Welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Great to be with you. Thank you.
So what do you think about that summary? It seems like every time we hear about the Clintons, the scandals just seem to get bigger and worse with more evidence tied to them, but the mainstream press continues to just flat out pretend they don't exist or call you a nut for bringing it up.
Well, you know, it's tough to argue with Satan. And there's always a comeback. Satan's always making you look like the fool because you're standing up for the truth. And I've never seen anybody do the Satan routine better than the Clintons, to be honest with you. They don't have any compunction about lying. They will lie right to your face. Then they'll abuse you for not believing their lie. And if you dare to speak up, they'll try to destroy your career or kill you. So these are loathsome people. These are horrible people. I've researched them now for years. And every place they go, it's scandal, corruption, stealing, graft, lying, cheating, immorality. The list goes on. And this Danny Williams is just another one of the instances. You know, the lying. They said there was a DNA test done in 1999. I researched it. I found the editor at that time from the Star, which was the tabloid that published all about Danny Williams. There's no record of any DNA test having been done. No one had Bill Clinton's DNA. No test was ever published. And Bill Clinton and Hillary just lie about it and say, you know, this is another conspiracy theory. I'm tired of this. I'd say this is an election to get, you know, rid of the Clintons once and for all. And for those people who are concerned about Donald Trump's morality, I advise people to take a look at WND Today. I've got an article. I think a very important sermon was published and done in South Carolina, very inspiring sermon, where it's all out of Isaiah 44 and 45. And the preacher's whole point, question is, would you vote for Cyrus the Great? And the argument is that, you know, Donald Trump might not be perfect. He never mentions Donald Trump the entire sermon, but it's clear what it's about. In other words, God does not always select a perfect person to fulfill the purpose. But you give me a choice between Donald Trump, who I've known for 40 years.
Well, look at David as another point, though.
Wait a minute, my turn. And Hillary Clinton, who I've known for maybe 25 or 30 years. And I'll tell you, I wouldn't be in the same room with Hillary Clinton if I could avoid it. That's how I feel after all these years of studying and writing about them both.
Yeah, I was going to say, look at David in the Bible as well. The Lord knew what he would do. He still was a great vessel for the Lord at a given time, right?
And look, you know, you go through the Bible. David, you know, had affairs and had problems. You know, we're sinners. And that's not to judge that God. You know, God has his own purposes. That's why this sermon is so brilliant. And I really advise, it's on WND today. It's about, you know, WND.com, WorldNet Daily. My article, I studied in that sermon. I prayed over it yesterday. I wrote about it. And it is, I think, a really important statement that people need to understand. I know, you know, the Donald Trump's personal history with women, marriages, divorces, you know, the beauty shows, the starlets, all these things will offend many people. And the Clintons know that. Satan knows that. He's going to throw that right in your face. So you can't vote for this man. Well, let my big demon, Hillary, who's probably, you know, bisexual, that's coming out now, new mistress on Bill Clinton, black son, Black Lives Matter, unless you're Danny Williams. I mean, you know, people got to say, look, the question this pastor asked is, would you vote for Cyrus the Great? You might not like him, but would you vote for him? If this is within God's purpose. And I think this is an important question. I'm going to keep asking it every time I get a chance on the radio.
And the interesting thing is, Donald said some bad words. No one's saying Donald's perfect. We know he's made some mistakes, but he's also made his living in the entertainment world, in the very rich hotel/party/whatever world. You know what? He's not pretending that's not what he is.
Well, he never has. You know, I know Donald Trump. Donald Trump always looks like he's going to lose, and then he wins. I mean, I knew his father. Father once said to me in the plaza when he bought the Commodore Hotel, which is now the Hyatt over Grand Central Station, said, you know, my son is lucky. And his father didn't understand how Donald Trump tried to do some of the things he did, because it was never in the father's ambition to think he could achieve what Donald Trump as a young man thought he could achieve. And, you know, Trump is going to aim to make America great again. And, you know, this sermon points out, you know, had Cyrus not done what he did to expand his empire, and of course that was a brutal effort at that time. And remember, Isaiah was writing about Cyrus by name 200 years before Cyrus was born.
Wow. It just shows how historical and how involved God is in the rise and fall of nations. We see it in the American Revolution, and we see it in many other examples.
Well, I wrote a book on the Battle of Bastogne. It's called No Greater Valor, and I've wanted to write that since I was a kid. And the book has been very well received, didn't get a lot of attention. But the whole issue in that book was, did God intervene for the miracles that saved the men and women fighting at Bastogne? And the men and women who fought there said yes. They felt it did. God did. And I think, again, you know, if you look at the 1980 election, on October 26th, Jimmy Carter was 47% to Ronald Reagan 39%. And look at how that one turned out. You know, these polls are oversampling for Democrats. We've got ample proof. The mainstream media, they're all going to risotto parties at John Podesta's home. You know, they're all dying to get into the White House, showing their articles, the guys in Politico completely debunking legitimacy of publications like Politico or publications like the New York Times. I mean, I'll be writing here soon that, you know, the Clintons are in business with Carlos Slim, who owns part of the New York Times. This whole thing is corrupt as can be. And it needs to be parked and put an end to. I've been saying, you know, no more Clintons, no more Bushes, no more elite, no more Washington deals. It's time for the people of the United States to take back control of this country the way our founding fathers did. And I think Thomas Jefferson was right. We have all the means we need to do this completely peacefully. People just have got to get out and vote.
And it looks like Malik Obama, Obama's supposed half-brother, will be at the debate tonight, right?
And I've been writing about him for years, and he's an interesting character. I mean, you know, Barack Obama used the family in Africa. It was a prop. It was a story in his life. It gave him, you know, an interesting chapter for a book that Bill Ayers wrote, you know, The Dreams from My Father. And then after he got elected president, Barack Obama didn't have anything to do with this family. And Malik objects to it. Malik feels slighted. He feels used. And I think legitimately, Barack Obama, you know, like all these other Democrats, one side in public, another in private. In private, Barack Obama has nothing to do with the African family. Couldn't care less.
All right, hold on, ladies and gentlemen. Jerome Corsi with us, well-known best-selling author, writer for WorldNet Daily, WND.com. Check out his incredible article today. Would you vote for, look it up. You'll see it on your radio.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Anyone who challenges their control is deemed a sexist, a racist, a xenophobe, and morally deformed. They will attack you. They will slander you. They will seek to destroy your career and your family. They will seek to destroy everything about you, including your reputation. They will lie, 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 and then again, they will do worse than that. They will do whatever's necessary. The Clintons are criminals. Remember that. They're criminals.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Donald Trump at a rally. He's right as rain. They've been doing it to us for years. They've been doing it to our good friends at WorldNet Daily for years. The battle just continues to ratchet up is the sad part about this. Now, Danny Williams, he claims that he's Bill Clinton's son. The bottom line is Bobby Ann Williams claims she was involved with Bill Clinton. Hillary says everyone with regards to these kind of things should be heard. Except for Danny Williams has an incredible plea out there on video that his father acknowledge him. Jerome Corsi, you wrote some of the most definitive articles on this. This story's real, isn't it?
It's real, and I mean, there's never been a DNA test that's legitimate. I found the editor of the Star, which was the magazine covering it at the time. Again, it was a Clinton attempt to say a DNA test had been done. They didn't have Clinton's DNA. They had DNA that was released by Kenneth Starr, and it was the time. There's, you know, two tests. All they could do is the weaker test. It didn't prove anything, and they never. Starr never published any DNA tests. They decided that the whole thing was worthless, and they gave it up. I mean, you know, that they decided that they just told people, oh, there's no way he's the son. That's what everybody wanted to hear. They dropped the story because they couldn't prove anything with this test, but it didn't mean a test had been done. The test that they did was worthless, and they knew it.
How do we get Donald Trump to have Danny Williams in the crowd tonight?
I don't know if that's going to happen. I think he's going to have... some other people are going to be very interesting there. I think he's on a different theme this time. I think he's going to have the one of the mothers from one of the brave Americans killed at Benghazi is going to be there.
Oh, that'll be fantastic.
And have Malik there. Now, what I really want people to do is go read this article on Cyrus the Great today, and I would like, you know, the sermon that was done. Would you vote for Cyrus the Great? It's out of Isaiah 44:45. That article's got to go virus. People have got to read that all over the country. I'm hearing people talking about Cyrus the Great in churches all over America. It's got to be preached. We've got to get our heads around the fact that God does pick imperfect instruments, and Donald Trump may be an imperfect instrument, but God advances his purposes in his own way. And there may be some things that Donald Trump has done that's going to get him the ability to fight this case the way no one else could fight it. And his experience with women is going to give him an insight into how the Clintons have lied. And I think, you know, you've got with Donald Trump somebody who has said he's changed. And whether he said he's changed or not, I think he's going to do God's purpose. Certainly better than Hillary Clinton's ever going to do God's purpose. One Hillary Clinton might as well open your front door to the Muslims coming on in, give up your religion because Sharia law won't tolerate it, forget about the First Amendment because pretty soon, if you don't like gay marriages and every other thing on the liberal agendas, your church is going to be closed down. And you won't have a Second Amendment because they're going to come into your home and take your guns away. That's the agenda of the Clinton administration.
And we've never seen them deviate from that one iota. We've seen Donald Trump in every instance move towards a better position. Every time we hear from him, he improves on his understanding, on his commitments, on his desire to do the right thing. Every single time.
I agree with you. And I think Donald Trump is listening. I went to the meeting earlier this year with evangelicals. We had about 1,000 evangelicals in the room, and Donald Trump came in and spent an hour or two answering questions. And I knew at the time that he knew, he understood, his soul understood that this was the direction he had to move in. You know, he's always been a religious man. He's never been terribly religious, and I'm not going to call him the best Christian I've ever met. But, you know, it's a far distance from being, you know, I'd say the right hand of Satan. And everything I could tell about the Clintons, that's exactly what they are. They'll lie to you about everything, including their marriage. They're not married. I mean, yeah, maybe legally they're married. They're living apart. Bill's had a permanent girlfriend, the Energizer Bunny. Read about her in Chappaqua. Hillary's had more girlfriends. I've interviewed Hillary's lesbian girlfriends here in New York. And in Connecticut, you can name them, but they won't. You know, they won't go on the record. I know for a fact that they're lesbian girlfriends.
Of course, they won't go on the record. They don't want to be Arkansas-ed. They don't want to be dead.
They don't. That's right. The woman who came out today with Aaron Klein, that's on Breitbart, knows that, and she knew it in 1998 or 1999 when she didn't come out, that her life was going to be ruined. See, that's the That's the Clinton way. They abuse these women. Clinton fondles them. He exposes himself to them. He does all kinds of disgusting things. And then if they dare say anything, Hillary comes out and ruins their lives, kills their cats, hires private investigators, threatens them, and calls them sluts because Bill hit on them. And then Hillary goes out and says she's defending women. Well, you know, Black Lives Matter, unless you're Danny Williams. Clinton's not going to acknowledge his African-American son and not pay child support, for which he ought to go to jail. They're not going to admit to all the women they've defiled, the prostitutes that they've shared. That's the point, buying prostitutes. First, Bill does the prostitute, then Hillary does the prostitute, then they both do the prostitute. I've interviewed the prostitutes.
And it seems to never end. One of the things that you got to understand about Donald Trump is...
Read my book on, you know, partners in crime. The Clinton Foundation is a money laundering operation. It's an international money laundering operation. Read my articles about John Podesta, another snake in the grass. I mean, he has been taking money from Russia. The Clintons have been laundering money from the Russian mafia, and through this reset, selling military technology to Russia the same way they did with Johnny Chang in the 1990s in China.
And it seems to never end. The good part about Donald Trump, in my mind, is if you're a Christian, you believe people can progress in their lives. And you know what? The man that Donald may have been 20 years ago isn't the man he is today. And he's moving in the right direction, and he's surrounding himself with the right people. And you can see it by the people that he would propose for the Supreme Court. You can see it by a meeting with a huge Christian contingent saying, you know what, I want to learn, I want to grow, I want to understand, I want to surround myself with those people that will make a big difference. Everybody that I know personally that spent time with Trump says, you know what, I'm incredibly surprised and impressed with the direction that he's going. David Barton, Jerome Corsi, the list goes on and on. And do you want to just finish really quick on that theme, Jerry?
Well, yeah, I mean, the theme is, I think, very basic, and that is that, you know, we're also all sinners. And the point is that, you know, you're not going to be judged by the fact of whether or not you were a sinner. You're going to be judged by the fact of what you did with it in your life. And I think Donald Trump understands that there's a higher purpose to his life than, you know, the business that he's done so far. He wants to pursue that higher purpose. Now, Romney lost because evangelicals stayed home. And we've had 4 years of Obama. Look at the last 4 years. You're happy with him? We have Muslims all through the country, open borders, crimes being committed, an economic recession that has not benefited the average person, jobs being sent overseas. They're going to push through TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, in the lame duck session. Hillary's going to lie again. She's suddenly going to come out for it. And we need to clean up the swamp in Washington, including getting rid of Paul Ryan, who's also going to vote for TPP, and Mitch McConnell, neither one of whom are conservatives. Phyllis Schlafly was right, the conservatives.
All right, quick guess, a prediction before we end. You think Donald's going to win?
Donald's going to win.
I pray you're correct, my friend.
If Christians get out and vote, you'll win.
Amen to that. All right, Jerome Corsi, thank you so much, my friend. Godspeed. There he goes. Jerry Corsi, ladies and gentlemen, doing a great job. You got to read his incredible column, Would You Vote for Cyrus the Great? On WND.com now.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
This hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. Gresham's Law is an economic principle describing the debasement of money through the introduction of cheaper currency into the marketplace. It is summarized in the familiar phrase, bad money drives out good. A similar principle exists in public affairs, where information is the currency in which debates are conducted and civic decisions are transacted. Late last week, carried in the wake of a torrent of WikiLeaks revelations, a document was published that purported to be a catalog of secret payoffs by the Clinton Foundation to various organizations and opinion molders who were supposedly enlisted in the cause of voter suppression. Among the recipients of the illicit largesse were supposedly ACORN, a group that no longer exists, Black Lives Matter,
the Black Panthers, another long-defunct organization. Tony Rezko, who was in prison until 2015 and has no measurable influence anyway, and something called the Sharia Law Center, which apparently does not exist. The spurious ledger also lists payouts to talk radio host Glenn Beck, neocon pundit William Kristol, and independent presidential candidate Evan McMullen. The origin of this supposed bombshell is a veteran Twitter troll, known only as Chris, who apparently resides in Massachusetts. The Daily Beast, which contacted Chris, explains that the troll has been duping Trump supporters with intentionally impossible-to-believe fake leaked documents for a few months now. The wonderful thing is that this is the third time 55 fools per minute have fallen for my Photoshop and MS Paint work, the prankster gloated to the Daily Beast. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's LibertyNewsRadio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Wow, Jerome Corsi, our guest last half hour for WND.com, on fire with incredible articles. Black Lives Matter unless you're Danny Williams. A great point, Jerry. No definitive DNA test ever conducted on Clinton's son, Danny Williams. Bill Clinton's son makes video plea to father and his stepmother, Hillary. Bottom line, please acknowledge me. Please realize that, you know what? I want to meet my father. I want to know who my father is. Danny, my friend, I appreciate your eloquent plea, but you know what? You don't want to meet this man. He's a thug to the highest order, to say the least. Jerome Corsi wrote an incredible article. Speaking of Donald Trump, would you vote for Cyrus the Great? WND.com, Jerome Corsi. And this is an interesting point. I'm not ready to say that God called Donald, because I don't know, you know, I don't speak for God. However, it does not surprise me, because I agree with Jerome Corsi and others, that, you know what, biblically speaking, the Lord uses imperfect people. There's no doubt about it. And oftentimes, you know what, he uses people in very unique positions. They may be the best person given the circumstances, and Donald's far from perfect. He'll blatantly admit it. And I agree, some of the things that he's done, I just don't know how to stomach. At the same time, when compared to Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton, I'm telling you right now, Donald Trump is a saint, ladies and gentlemen. Do you want to respond to this, Kirk Crosby? You didn't get a chance while Jerome was there because he had to fly so quickly. But what do you think? Would you vote for Cyrus the Great? In other words, would you vote for Donald, saying, hey, you know what? We got a situation here where the Lord could use Donald very effectively to get a lot done and stop the train of tyranny perpetrated in the hostility and abuse and criminal activity by the Clintons. What do you say, Kurt?
Well, I was just going to say, Sam, that one of the main things, you know, I've been thinking about this for quite some time, and typically I've always felt that my vote here in, you know, our little state of Utah didn't really matter, but at this time, it looks to me like there's a very real possibility that with this other guy, what's his name, Evan something, that they put up.
Evan McMullen is his name.
Possibility that you'd get a loss by the Republican, if possible. And I had made the decision yesterday to tell folks that I am going to go ahead and vote for Mr. Trump. And I know, you know, that some will say, well, that means you're, you know, going against your own party. For example, I'm a registered, or I don't know if I'm a registered Constitution Party. I think I'm a registered Independent American Party guy. You know, I am a candidate for that party. But, you know, at this time, that's what I feel that I must do. You know, and so it was interesting. I was working on that yesterday, thinking about that. And, you know, felt like that. And then this
I can see the point, Kurt.
Adds more to it. For me.
Yeah, it's a critical question. And again, you know, for example, I'm not telling you that Donald's perfect. There's things that he's done that I just shake my head and I don't have any, I'm not going to make any excuses for. They're flat out unacceptable. At the same time, I say the things that Donald's alleged of doing and done aren't even close to where we're at with, say, Hillary Clinton. Okay, not even close. And so we really got, Malik Obama is a great example. Look, is Malik Obama telling the truth, supposedly, Barack Obama's half-brother, that, hey, they used us as a family. Barack's not really part of our family. They lied about that. They made us believe that for the election, but now they've literally jettisoned Malik and family. And Malik, that's Barack Obama's supposed half-brother, will he be in Vegas tonight cheering for Trump, Kurt? If that doesn't tell you enough, I don't know what does. Think about that for a minute. Is this guy really in Barack's family? He says, I don't think so. I want a DNA test on Barack because I don't believe Barack and I have the same father. I don't believe it, he says. He told that to Joel Gilbert in Dreams of My Real Father, the documentary there. Or I guess he had an interview after that movie or so. Anyway, all I'm telling you, look at that. Think about that for a minute.
You're just a truther, Sam.
I know it. I know I don't belong with Al-Qaeda.
You,
I know.
You want the truth about everything.
Of course I do.
And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
And I would vote for Cyrus the Great. And I think that Jerome Corsi's got an important point. We also got to understand about Christianity. You know what? A lot of the things that Donald's done, he's expressed an apology for, and you could say, well, Sam, I don't believe he's genuine. I'm not here to debate that. I'm not going to judge Donald Trump. I'm just telling you that he's trending in the right direction. He's admitted what he's done is wrong. He's doing much better. The things that he says he'd do for the country, a lot of them are really good. But you got the Ecuadorian government chopping off Julian Assange's internet, Kurt, because of, quote, election interference, and they claim that Kerry made that happen. Now, of course, the United States government denying they had anything to do with it, Kurt. But just imagine Clinton at the helm, negative information coming out on Clinton daily. Did Clinton shut that down, Kurt, in a foreign nation?
Well,
wow.
I'll tell you what. You know, it's kind of amazing to me, some people that don't understand things like this, so... You know, I like to ask them, well, you know, as far as I know, sometimes a kid will get killed for a pair of tennis shoes. And yet you don't think that with the power of the U.S. government, with all the connections that, you know, all these guys got with all these buddies of theirs that paid them millions of dollars, that they don't have just somebody they could call to kind of get this thing done? I mean, it just seems so simple to me. I mean, you know, you've got this whole deal coming out with these different, like the video, Sam, what was it called? The Veritas people, you know, that came out yesterday. When you watch that video.
It's Mr. O'Keefe's videos, right?
Yeah. When you watch that video and you see these guys filming these guys kind of in an undercover way, and what they're saying is basically, hey, you know, we can do stuff that nobody else can because we've got all these connections and we know how to do all this stuff, make these deals happen, if you will. If you think that, you know, somebody's internet can't get cut off, at an Ecuadorian embassy. Ecuador is, as far as I know, it's not one of your top military countries in the world.
Yeah, they're also not a country that's ready to thumb their nose at the United States either.
Yeah. So, you know, I was just amazed you got much out of Assange and that he's still alive, you know.
Well, we hope he's alive. Some are speculating that he's dead.
That he was still alive for as long as he was.
Yeah, I pray that he's still alive, and I think that he is still alive. I'm rejecting rumors that he's dead till I have solid information. But I want to say this, though. Remember, the Clintons in a WikiLeaks just articulated that, hey, Michael Savage could have been taken off the U.K., persona non grata list?
Yep.
And Hillary said, nah, leave him on there. And by the way, this kind of abuse could be done in the United States according to current law, says the Clintons' attorneys. Now, when you see that, plus all of a sudden Assange's internet gets chopped off, and now you back into Sam and Kurt, and you kind of go, this gets scary fast. By the way, you know right-wing watch that's been attacking us, Kurt?
Yep.
Turns out they're funded directly by George Soros, my friend. So now George Soros attacking Sam Bushman directly.
Well, it sure is a surprise, isn't it, Sam? I mean,
not really.
Never.
It's not a surprise.
That's what
it's just amazing they've determined that we are having such an incredible effect. Little old Sam Bushman at Liberty Roundtable running the sucker on the widow's mite, if you will, with his buddy Kurt Crosby, doing the very best we can in our off times from our day jobs, and we're having such an incredible effect that George Soros, the multi-billionaire, sits up and takes notice and says, hey, man, we can't be having Sam and Kurt doing that.
Yeah.
It just goes to show, and we're not really trying to toot our own horn. Well, okay, I'll be like Donald, maybe a little bit. No, what we're really trying to do is highlight what Americans can do when we decide to get involved and make a difference.
That's right.
That's the reason we bring it up. It isn't really about us. We're not even really important, folks. But it does matter when each of us play our part.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to?
Well, it's very similar to this lady, this let's see, what's her name? Leslie. Anyway, this new lady that has finally come out, you know, about Bill, you know, with the sexual assault story, you know, that Jerome Corsi mentioned, this Breitbart.com piece. I had never read about her, but, you know, this is way back in 1980.
She didn't want to wind up dead, so she didn't dare speak out.
Yeah, and so she just finally had enough, and, you know, she's speaking out now.
And by the way, there's plenty of where she came from, Kurt.
You bet.
All right, quick
and
pause.
Jerome's the same way. He's had enough.
Amen to that. So is Kurt Crosby, by the way.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads, a divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation. And we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Our country is at a crossroads. Election day is looming, and the choice between the two candidates couldn't be more clear. Do you want a strong leader who will secure our borders and stop the flow of illegal aliens and radical Islamic terrorists? Do you want a proven businessman who will implement smart trade deals that will bring jobs back to our country? Do you want a man's man who will protect our God-given Second Amendment rights from an oppressive federal government? Do you want a sensible White House that will work with traditionalist heads of state who should be our natural allies? Do you want a president who will safeguard the interests of Christians? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then there's only one choice for you, Donald Trump for president. Make no mistake about it, America will not survive a Supreme Court stacked with radical extremists handpicked by Hillary Clinton. Do the right thing. On November 8th, vote Trump.
This ad is paid for by William Johnson, a farmer and a deplorable, through the American National Super PAC, and is not authorized by Donald Trump
or his committee.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. A couple of headlines relating to Kurt Crosby's point, bringing up the O'Keefe videos and such. By the way, O'Keefe doing a great job, just so everybody knows. Really breaking out a lot of valuable information. Looks like activist, is it Zalima Rodriguez, Kurt? Is that how you say your name? All right. Activist Zalia Rodriguez. She took credit for the violence in the Chicago protests. Turns out she's literally on Clinton's payroll, according to Federal Election Commission records now, Kurt. So they searched the records. They found this person bragging about creating violent Chicago protests. Now, it's debatable if she's just taking credit for it or if she really did it. But she's on the payroll of Clinton and she's claiming she did it. Think about that. Zalima Rodriguez, I think is how you say her name. Now, the second O'Keefe video, Kurt, shows Democratic operatives literally bragging about voter fraud. They use a bunch of swear words, so I won't play the videos, but they basically say, hey, we've been tampering with the elections for nigh on to 50 years, and we know enough how to avoid prosecution in doing this. And you know what? Not only have we done it for 50 years, but we're going to do it more. And you can't stop us. Literally what they're saying, Kurt. Now, operative who oversaw Trump rally agitation. His name is Robert Kramer. Or Creamer,
yeah,
maybe it is.
Like Creamer, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's right. I guess Robert Kramer visited the White House 342 times, Kurt. So you got activist, actor, activist, actor, activist that literally say we've committed vote fraud and we've created violence at Trump rallies. And they're all tied to Clinton, Kurt. But the mainstream press, not even touching it.
Yep. Good point. And it drives the point home so hard about, you know, the whole he who owns the media makes the rules. You know, for example, there's one incidents where, you know, they talk about the stuff. They use a four-letter word, starts with S, you know, but... that the execute, they say, was an instance in which a 69-year-old woman garnered headlines after claiming to be assaulted at a Trump rally. And the guy, you know, this Foval, F-O-V-A-L, said she was one of our activists. Creamer's job, he says, was to manage the work carried out by Foval. And the Democratic Party apparatus and the people from the campaign, the Clinton campaign, and my role with the campaign is to manage all that, Creamer told an undercover journalist. You know, it's cool to see journalism like this, Sam, where you get somebody who's willing to you know, go in there and, you know, in this case, at least the young man on the video is, number one, a young man. And, you know, he's got a lot to lose, but he's willing to, you know, to go in there and do these things. You know, this guy, they quote this Fauville guy, who thinks he's basically above the law, and as far as I can tell, he really is. He says, wherever Trump and Pence are going to be, we have events. You know, and that's what's going on, Sam. It's
yep, they got
like
plenty of money
heard.
For their agenda, Kurt, and you and I can't yep. raise $5 to stay on the radio if we try, you know?
Well, you
all right? We can $5.
And
I
give $2.50, and you know we
got
what
it.
We
yeah.
can.
Now we do want to thank our supporters. There's a few of them that truly yes. do put their money where their mouth is, and we thank them from the bottom of our hearts. We consider them family and great personal friends and everything else. All I'm telling you though is that there's just not enough of us, Kurt. We yep. need to raise thousands of dollars, putting on a radio network, syndicating multiple hosts, syndicating Liberty yes. Roundtable Live 2 hours a day, putting together a news service, Liberty News Daily, with 12 two-minute news service audio feeds per day, Monday through Friday, for radio stations, and then putting up a textual news service by email and or web on your phone, your tablet, your browser, your computer, wherever you are. LibertyNewsDaily.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com, LibertyRoundtable.com, our websites. A tremendous outlay of cash to get that done, Kurt.
And you think about this guy, this Creamer guy. They say he's literally visited and met with Obama 47 times. That his last visit was this year, June of 2016. You know, he's visited the White House 342 times since 2009. I mean, that's
I can't even talk to Rand you know Paul, saying? Kurt.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
The guy that begs me for money literally daily. I emailed him just the other day, Kurt. You saw this. I said, hey, you want to come on the radio and talk
yeah,
about it? Because he emailed me and said, hey, we're going to do a pro-life promotion here. We need your help. Give us some money, Sam. And I wrote back yeah. and said, you know what? I'd love to help you with your pro-life thing. When do you want to come on the radio? They wrote back and literally
no
said,
time.
We don't have time for you.
And
I wrote back
would,
and said, wait, let me get this straight. You're telling me that you reach out to me, beg me for money, tell me about a pro-life agenda that you want to promote. I jump on it and offer free radio time to promote it for you, nationally syndicated, well-known talk show host, and you're just like, I don't have time for you? And then they never wrote back, and so I sent that again. Wait a minute, let me get this straight. You're really telling me you want to reach out to me and ask for my help, but you have no time for me? And they literally won't even respond now, Kurt. This is Rand Paul.
I know what you mean.
I get more support from Donald Trump and his family and leaders and surrogates and whatever else that I do from Rand Paul by a long shot.
I know. It's amazing.
And I don't mean to be rude to Rand. I'm just telling you guys the truth. What on earth is up with Rand? I don't know. But you got basically a failed presidential candidate, senator on the ropes, begging for support, supposedly. But when you try to provide that support, you literally get shunned. I don't know how to respond to that, except to say, no offense to Rand Paul, but I don't think he's as genuine as he sounds. Either that or he's being manipulated by his underlings.
And that's a very real possibility.
Yes, sir, it is.
So many times, you know, I mean, we've seen it happen so many times. You get good people that, well, whether it's Rand Paul, or you know, how many others, they have to have people around them to help them. And many times those people, I think, they run interference, as an old phrase that people used to be. But that
the problem is I can't
means,
crack through the interference layer.
That's right, yeah.
To get anything done. Now, I'm glad I have people around me like Kurt Crosby because, you know what, they get the job done.
You're running interference.
No, man, you don't run interference. Kurt Crosby does a lot of legwork to help get the right people to me and find people and contact people and do the things that it takes. When I go to an event live on the air, Kurt Crosby's running around, you know, getting guests for me and making sure that things are happening, and he doesn't get near the credit he deserves. You know, it's kind of like being in a football game or a basketball game. A lot of the times, the people who make more things happen than you can imagine don't really get the fair focus they deserve. But no doubt it's them and their support and their involvement and everybody playing their kind of their part, their role, that makes the difference. But anyway, it turns out that not only are these ne'er-do-wells hired by the Clintons and literally on the payroll and literally meeting with Barack Obama and all these things, Kurt, turns out the key members for the Commission on Debates, literally key members for the Commission on Presidential Debates,
it's are good literally biased
with Hillary Clinton, Kurt. They've all donated to Hillary and more, and now they're going to go and be like the moderators and do the debates and attack the Donald. And then if he speaks up about it, he's like, hey, man, this is like, you know, tantamount to voter fraud. Then they're like, quit having a tear in your beer, Donald. Shut up and go away.
Yeah, and that's what, you know, Obama said yesterday, you know.
Exactly.
Hey, you know, you just got to
quit whining.
Calm down. Yeah, quit whining. Get out there and, you know, ask for votes. And I'm just saying, look, you know, when Obama says there's no rigging of elections, I mean, either this guy is so dumb or he's such a liar. And I would say he's not that dumb, Sam.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kurt Crosby taking off the gloves. You ain't never heard Kurt Crosby speak this bold. He's getting it done. I'm going to shut up and let him rock and roll.
When there's 47 visits of this criminal, I'd call a criminal in this
Veritas
video.
Without question, he's a criminal.
When,
by the way,
know,
not only that, a self-admitted criminal, Kurt.
Yeah. I mean, he basically says, here's what we do, and you can do almost any kind of crime in these states and not have any troubles. You know, that's what he basically says.
If you're the chosen few.
Yeah.
Not if you're the rest of us. Because, see, we don't commit crimes, Kurt.
That's right. You know, by the way, laws are basically kept by law-abiding citizens.
Oh, good point.
Criminals, if you didn't understand this, they're the ones that break laws.
Amen to that. By the way, yesterday we had an incredible interview with our buddy Cliff Kincaid, Accuracy in Media, or USA Survival, usasurvival.org. And we talked about journalists shower Clinton camp with cash. We talked about Texas conducting its largest voter fraud investigation ever. They want to crush illegal voting. Concerns have risen over the mail-in ballots. They say you can get a hold of a bunch of ballots, fill them out, mail them in, and it's not even really the people voting. It's a serious problem. Is the system rigged? You betcha, writes Pat Buchanan. He nails it in his latest article. We also talked about, remember, it's a rigged system. It's a rigged election, says Donald Trump at a New Hampshire rally last Saturday. Operatives working for the Democratic Party and the Democratic National Committee literally, intentionally paid and sent agitators to cause violence at Donald Trump rallies and then blame it on Donald, and the mainstream press doesn't even mention it.